This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to cover some news at the top of the hour. We're going to have also a report from Alex Jones joining us in this next hour with a special report about the article that Paul Watson put up about a top feminist saying that all men need to be put in concentration camps. She hopes that heterosexuality doesn't survive. Yes, that's the brave new world that they're preparing for us. We have to understand that at the bottom rung of society, brave new world is really what we're looking at. Aldous Huxley's vision of an authoritarian government that operates based on controlling the population through hedonism and sensuality, the kind of distractions that those involve. Basically just keeping them doped up and happy with bread and circuses, essentially. If there's a group that opposes them, however, if there's somebody, the people who are awake, who are paying attention, who have issues with things, those people are going to get the Orwellian 1984 treatment, the boot in the face. So we see both aspects of those novels, those classic dystopian novels, operational today. Alex Jones is going to be talking about the Aldous Huxley aspect of this. He won't be putting it in that in that vein, I don't think, but he's going to be talking about this report of this idiotic feminist who wants to put men in concentration camps. It's just absolutely insane. Some of the other things we're going to be talking about in this hour, of course, are the massive numbers of people in America who would support a military coup, according to the latest poll. 29% of Americans polled said they would support a military coup. We have another article, Psychopaths Are Running the World, says a former Marine. We're going to talk about all this, as well as a West Point law professor who resigned after posting an article in an academic area saying that we needed to attack anyone who does not support the war agenda. This is the kind of oppression against free speech and free thought that is very, very dangerous. And, of course, it's interesting to see that they force his resignation. We've had former West Point professors. Remember the professor a couple of years ago who was talking about the hypothetical scenario in South Carolina where he allied the Tea Party people with Islamic terrorists? This is somebody who had been teaching at West Point for years and years. He was retired. This guy was just beginning to teach at West Point. We're going to talk about some of the things that he said. We're going to talk about the openness of the American people to a military coup, certainly something that I don't want to see. But there's also another military story that's laying here, and that is the massive mismanagement, again, of dangerous select agents that have been brought in. These are deadly viruses that have been brought in to be made even more deadly, even more easy to transmit. That's called gain of function. And we've had yet another shocking mishandling of this. This time it's the Black Plague as well as an equine, a couple of different strains of equine encephalitis, which are incredibly fatal, a very high rate of fatalities for humans who get it. Also, Sanders is now leading Hillary Clinton in both New Hampshire and Iowa. A big lead, as a matter of fact. In New Hampshire, Bernie Sanders is leading Hillary Clinton by more than 20 points. That's 52 to 30% in New Hampshire. In Iowa, he's leading her by 10 points, 43 to 33. Her campaign literally is collapsing. We saw that the backdrop of the stage there waiting for her to come on. We saw that fall over this last week. That was a wonderful metaphor for what's going on. And it's encouraging to see that there is a blowback against the corruption, against the lies that we've seen from the Clintons for a very long time. This whole idea that she thinks that she is above national security. National security has been the the cover for everything criminal that the government does, and yet here's somebody who violates every tenet of national security with her private email servers, and she's given it a pass. Here's what's interesting. About the same number of people support Hillary Clinton that support a military coup. What does that tell us? We've got some problems in America.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, September 13th, 2015. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next segment with a special report about a crazy feminist who wants to put all men in a concentration camp and hopes to and heterosexuality. Now, of course, we could just dismiss this as her incredible delusions, but there is a widespread movement throughout academia to sell this and has been for many decades. It is part of the suicide of the West. We see this unfolding with the open borders that they cannot bring themselves to oppose because they don't want to be accused of being xenophobic or racist. They're being told that we have white and European privilege, but that other people have rights. Think about that for a moment. You understand when we use those two terms, when we talk about privilege, when we talk about rights, you understand, of course, that rights are something that you fundamentally possess, but a privilege as your nature as a human being. That's why we had the Declaration of Independence talking about these rights that we get by nature of us being human. But when we talk about privilege, we're talking about licenses and special things that are given to us by a government or someone who grants this privilege to us. And that, of course, can be taken away at any time for any reason. You don't have a right to move around in this country. We're told that our driver's licenses are a privilege. Didn't used to be that way. My father was driving when he was 8 years old. As soon as he could reach the pedals, my grandfather gave him the keys to the car. And it used to be, in America, you didn't have to have a passport to cross the borders into a country. You didn't have to have the permission of your masters to move around within the country or across the borders. But now you do. Because now everything is a privilege that is granted to us. We don't have fundamental rights unless you're from outside of the country. If you're somebody that the government prefers, then they give them rights, but you still get the privileges. So we need to understand where this is all coming from. Another couple of articles that are up on InfoWars.com that I think are very telling. Drone policing in the U.S. is seen as, quote-unquote, the Wild West. That's what the ACLU calls it. They say interconnected drones could enable mass tracking of vehicles and people in wide areas. Oh, of course they could. That's precisely one of the reasons why they're doing it. There is a massive amount of really high-powered drones that are being used by the Bureau of Land Management, the beloved BLM, the people who stole the tried to steal the land from the Bundys, the cowboys. They went out and they were successful to stealing the land from the Indians with John McCain in Arizona, trying to take land from the miners, trying to overturn mining agreements and property rights that have been in existence since the 1860s, 1850s in many cases. That same agency is mapping out vast areas of the West with these drones. And, of course, it isn't just because they're taking inventory of what they perceive to be theirs, and they will make it theirs. This is also part of population control. They want to know everything that you're doing. And along those lines, we reported on Friday about the digital pill. Remember, it was on the Drudge Report, the pill that they can monitor and understand if you have, they can track it to make sure that you're taking your medication. You know, the Nurse Ratched thing, you know, medication time, medication. Have you taken your medication? You know, you're not going to be able to slip it under your tongue and then spit it out. They're going to monitor it with this digital device. Now, there's another article that came out today from, this was from Popular Science, embedded 3D barcodes to ensure that the pills are real. So we need to make sure that the pills are authentic. We need to make sure that you have taken your pills. What's going on with this? Being suspicious as I am of people in government, I would say that when we look at mandatory insurance, which is unconstitutional, there's nothing in the Constitution that gives the federal government any power to mandate insurance, to define what level of insurance we have to buy from the crony capitalists that have donated to Obama and to Mitt Romney. But they mandated our insurance. They're removing our informed consent when it comes to vaccines. They need to have something electronic because, you know, you can shoot the vaccine in. That somebody else does that to you so they can know. They can check off the mark that they have shot that into you. But if they give you a bunch of pills and they want you to take that on a daily basis, they have to have some way to make sure that if they're mandating medication for you, that you're taking it. And, of course, to be able to inventory it to make sure that it's genuine and not a counterfeit pill as well. And, of course, I understand the genuine concerns. I understand that there's massive problems with everything being counterfeited in China. That's part of the China price. That's something that China has been doing for a very long time that gives them an economic advantage over other people, and that is counterfeiting. And that's a real danger. When they make things in China, then, of course, some criminal people in China can take that same packaging, and they do this, that same packaging, and make fake products. We've seen situations like disc brakes that weren't made out of brake material, or they were made out of paper. And then people put them in their brakes. They can't tell the difference. Their car or their truck crashes, and they bought this from an American company, and the packaging all looked authentic, and yet it was a counterfeit. It was garbage. And so not only are the American companies or the other companies that are manufacturing this stuff in China and getting ripped off of that, not only are they losing the sale of this, people think they're buying something authentic and they aren't, they're then facing liability issues. So I understand that Big Pharma wants to make sure that people aren't counterfeiting their pills. Nevertheless, when we see embedded 3D barcodes to ensure that pills are real, when we see patents to make sure that we've got digital pills to know whether or not we're taking our medications, and if they hadn't been throwing informed consent under the bus so heavily for the last year, then I wouldn't be so suspicious. But when we see a government that no longer believes that you are a human being who should make your own decisions about your health care and about the health care of your family, I find it very troubling to see all of these types of controls being put on pills. Now, I want to get back to what we were talking about, some of our main thrusts here. We were talking about the massive immigration that's coming in the West. I've mentioned several times about the poll. It says many people are supporting would support a military coup, about 29% of the people in the United States. We have an article up on InfoWars.com. Psychopaths are running the world. A former U.S. Marine blows a whistle on a Syrian false flag, and he exposes the real agenda. And he did this a couple of years ago. I want to play you a clip from what he said a couple of years ago, because this guy lays it out for you. What's going on with this?
First off, all of these players, these politicians, are nothing more than puppets. They don't serve the people. There is no real democracy. They really serve the rich and powerful who run the world, and that would be the bankers who control the money supply. The bankers, of course, make huge amounts of money. Whether they make bad investments or not, wars are great for them, and ultimately they control the politicians, and that is why we see these policies. Obama and Cameron are nothing more than puppets who read the script, and the script is, we need another war. And the reason reason why we need another war, according to these psychopaths who are running the world, is because more and more people, despite the clueless masses who continue to be entranced by things so ridiculous as X Factor and American Idol, there is larger numbers of people around the world who are realizing the truth and beginning to recapture the capacity to think for themselves. And they can see that these people who are being put in positions of public trust are defying that trust and representing an agenda which they could never speak about openly because they're nothing more than prostitutes and nothing more than minions for the powers that be.
Very well said. And, of course, as a former Marine, Ken O'Keefe, he is now an expatriate. He is now a citizen of other countries because he's so concerned about what's going on in America. And as he points out in further remarks, he says, we don't operate under law. We have a law of the jungle in which the rich and powerful basically determine what goes and what doesn't go. And that's what we're seeing happening here. He says the so-called war on terror is nothing more than a well-planned strategy to be in a perpetual state of war to destabilize the region for the greater Israel plan. Precisely. And, of course, for Saudi Arabia as well. It is the Saudi-Israeli axis that is running this. It's not the Syrians and Iranians that I believe pose the greatest threat to us. They're not the ones, or to the region, certainly they're not the ones who are fomenting war. It is the United States and our allies who are escalating things. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Alex Jones back, breaking down some of the latest news and developments. Paul Watson has an article and a video up on Infowars.com titled, Top Feminist Says Put All Men in Concentration Camps. Journalist also hopes heterosexuality doesn't survive and is inherently a bad institution. That's what I've explained here. I'm not against or I don't hate people who have other sexual preferences. Quite frankly, I'm not obsessed with it. I think it's a football issue. But the larger situation behind it is not just bread and circus, not just a distractionary political issue from other bigger issues. It's the fact that, as we cover in my film Endgame 1.5, an online update, the university papers are clear from the 60s, the plan to not just get women all in the workforce so the state raises the kids, but to then start breaking up the family itself. And if you're able to do that, it's game over. And this lady, in multiple articles that Watson quotes and in other statements, says, hey, I'm serious. Men need to be put in re-education camps. Heterosexuality is bad, period. Men are bad. I hate men. And you can go read her quotes, and this is probably one of the top 10 so-called feminists out there. And if you look at these top feminists, they're all the same, just power-crazed weirdos that look like men themselves. And so I guess she needs to be the first person to put herself in a re-education camp. But this is the state and social engineers getting in between not the oldest human institution, the oldest institution of life is reproduction between male and female. Whether it's insects or fish or amphibians or mammals or marsupials, it's not sexist that the duck-billed platypus is male or female. It's not bad that I breathe oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide. It's not bad the sky is blue. These people literally are the biggest con artists on earth, in my view, because they triple and quadruple down and just say, we're going to tell you how to talk. No more he, she, no more man, woman, no more husband, wife, because it hurts people's feelings. We're going to tell you no more sports in schools, no more contact, no more tag, no more dodgeball, no more competition because that hurts somebody's feelings and somebody loses. These people are scientifically creating a culture of jellyfish that can be overwritten and destroyed. And once the family, the basis of the nucleus to set up a camp, to set up an operation, you know, a good camp, of gardens and farming and machine shops and working with others. Once that human basic building block has been destroyed, the globalists have taken over. And I've said this hundreds of times. I'll say it again. If I was an alien species studying the planet Earth from afar, like looking at microbes under a petri dish through a microscope, this is exactly how I take down the planet, how I take down humans. And I would also come in with genetically engineered plants so that plants wouldn't reproduce anymore. I would come in and fundamentally change the atmosphere with the chemtrailing, with the geoengineering. I would fundamentally do what we see happening. And the truth is, I don't believe it's space aliens carrying this out, but it's humans that are psychopathic, served by sociopaths, who hate goodness and hate the basic order of the world and want to play God. And that's what they're doing. They destroy the environment with glyphosate and GMO and then tell us carbon dioxide that plants breathe is bad. And we've all got to be tracked and taxed because we're all guilty. They radicalize Islam, bring it into the West to rape, kill, and murder, and then arrest anybody protesting against it. Again, it is an upside-down reality. And these people know they're totalitarians. They know they're hateful. They know it's social engineering. I've read their textbooks. I've read their writings. I mean, I remember 15 years ago, 16 years ago, being mailed a copy of the major textbook used for social services in college. And I showed it on air, and people didn't believe it. And it said, the family belongs to the Dark Ages. The family belongs to prehistoric times. I mean, I'm quoting it exact because I've quoted it so many times. Dark Ages, prehistoric times before that. It must be eradicated. So when Melissa Harris Perry gets up on MSNBC in a promo and says, we've got to get over the idea that your kids belong to you. They belong to, you know, the collective or the state. You've got to understand, folks, they mean business. They mean to forcibly inoculate you and your family. They mean to force you to eat GMO. They mean to open our borders up and raise our taxes and track everything we do with all smart this, smart that. But if we turn against this as a civilization and as a culture, it's game over for the New World Order. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the front lines of fighting these hardcore tyrants who set themselves up and say, we want equality. We want to be nice to you. We want to do as we say. And then as soon as they get their police state in place, they go, take over, revolution. Get rid of the police, you know, world government. Get rid of men. Get rid of father and mother. Get rid of brown bags. Do what we say. We're in control. And it just keeps doubling and tripling down, and people say, it's over the top. But this is the point. It's the Overton window where they move it so far towards insanity that it just changes their whole perspective, and folks tend, if the lie is so big, to just submit to it. That's why we got to be hardcore and point out how sick they are to pull it back and get through this learned helplessness, or the mass Stockholm syndrome, the term I've coined. Stockholm syndrome, of course, was discovered back in the, was it the 60s, where a lady was kidnapped and they ended up serving the kidnappers. But it's been around forever. That's just a clinical term for it, where people tend to adapt to their captors. And women are wonderful, resilient, smart creatures, but they're designed more than men to adapt into oppression. That's what slave boats coming in from West Africa or with the Romans when they bring in slaves out of Germany. The handbooks have been written. So they would always just kill all the men, the old, men 13 and older, generally the Romans would kill them. The Jews considered you to be a man when you were 13 as well. The Romans did as well. In the old world, it was 13, not just in Israel. And they'd kill everybody 13 and up. That's why you always hear about Pharaoh says kill all the male child. You know, I mean, it's the state is a bunch of powerful men. The Pharaoh's a man, but he understands that it's a bunch of young men that are his problem. And that's why they're flooding Europe with mainly 90% combat age, military age men, is these will be the leftist jihad force with the left getting in with radical Islam to bring down the West. This is the ultimate false flag. Back to David Knight, InfoWars Sunday broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time with a weekday broadcast. And then coming up Wednesday, we kick off the 28-hour broadcast Wednesday through Thursday. It's going to be amazing. Most of it's live. We're airing three different documentaries we've put together, one with Larry Nichols, another inside the Vatican, and another that's a surprise. So this is a big 28-hour broadcast coming up. Find out more at Infowars.com/moneybomb or Infowars.com/show, and you are the folks that make this entire transmission possible. InfowarsLife.com as well. Take advantage of some of the specials there and know your funding, the very tip of the spear. Thank you. I salute you.
And again, as Alex has just pointed out, the plans to take down the family is nothing new. It's nothing new and unique to feminism. That's something that architects of authoritarian societies have always proposed. Going back to Plato's Republic, taking a look at Huxley's Brave New World, they always need to destroy the family. You need to protect your family. You need to protect your health. And, of course, this hour of the Alex Jones Show has been brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. One of those that's now back in stock is Brain Force. Unlike some energy drinks and supplements that just rely on caffeine, Brain Force uses natural brain activation with ingredients like yerba mate extract and alpha GPC. Get it while it's in stock. You can find it at InfoWarsLife.com while supplies last. Give your brain nutrition, not just stimulation. We'll be right back.
most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
The world is changing, and not for the better. You need to get ready, and soon. Get ready with ReadySupplyFoods.com. Ready with GMO-free 25-year food. Ready with the most calories per dollar of any storage food. In an emergency, calories mean survival. The USDA recommends a 2,000-calorie daily diet. At that rate, most other 30-day kits won't even last you 2 weeks. You need to get the most nutrition for your dollar, and ReadySupplyFoods.com sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Ready Supply Foods doesn't sell empty calories in the form of sugary drinks and desserts. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. Ready Supply Foods is the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com to see a comparison of the leading companies. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. This segment I want to talk about something we touched on a little bit earlier. Liberty versus licensing. You know, when they give you a license, when they give you a privilege, they can take that away at any time. They can control everything that you do. They deny that you have certain inalienable rights, whether it's moving about freely in the country or whether it's engaging in a business. I always thought it was interesting when I had a business that I had to buy a privilege license. Every kind of business has to get a privilege license. And I said to my wife, you know, it's interesting. Having a business and working is a privilege, but collecting welfare is a right. Doesn't that seem kind of upside down? Here we've got a situation. Personal trainers, they say, are sweating as Washington, D.C. readies new rules. When I first saw this from Reuters, I thought, whoa, are they going to, is Washington now going to try to license all personal trainers? Well, not just yet. This is something that is just the city of Washington, the District of Criminals. They're saying that the capital city is preparing to regulate personal fitness trainers in a move that could ripple through the country's booming $24 billion gym industry and its fight against flab. You know, that's the key right there. $24 billion. That's a lot of money. And I can guarantee you that the politicians want to get a piece of that action. You know, it's just like the mafia. It's the way they operate. And they go through the old streets of New York and they see a guy with a business and they say, you know, you got a great business here. It'd be a shame if anything were to happen to it. Why don't you pay me for some protection money? And of course, they're going to protect you from themselves, okay? That's what they're getting protection from. And so now they're saying that they have to take personal trainers and they have to license them. Look, understand, the personal trainer could have you do too much exercise or could have you do an exercise that's inappropriate for you, whatever. Caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. Take a look at this guy's credentials. Get to know them. If they're telling you to do stuff that's not comfortable for you, don't do it, whatever. But you could make this argument about anything. You could make this argument about the guy who's mopping the floors, that he needs to have a federal license from the government because he might leave the floor wet and not put up a sign, and somebody could fall and become paralyzed. And I'm sure they could get have a congressional hearing where they could parade people before congressmen and say, yes, Sally slipped on the wet floor and she broke her back, and now she's living in a life of misery and paralysis. And so we need to license all floor moppers from the federal government. And so this is where this is all headed. But let's look at something else that is going to hit us all much more directly, and that is our ability to move around without the government's permission, without making it a privilege. Now, you may think that it'd be great when you have a self-driving car. We know that the head of Uber has said that eventually everybody's going to be driving around in the cars that he owns. Private ownership, he says, is going to go away once we have autonomous driving cars. It'll go away for everybody, of course, except for Uber CEO Travis Kalanick. Okay, he's going to own all the cars. He'll be the only one with private ownership of cars. And, of course, he'll be operating it in conjunction with the bureaucrats in a kind of fascist economic system, because that's what it is. Crony capitalism, let's call it what it is. It's fascism, okay? It's economic fascism. They're not waving the flag and doing the kind of stuff that Hitler did. No, economic fascism says that, you know, you got this agreement between the corporations and between government. They have private property, but only for the privileged, and those people use it in a way that reinforces the power of those who are rulers. That's the kind of crony capitalism that we're going to have in this country, and of course, what we're looking at with our transportation system. Now, the Uber CEO was just on the Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He just began this last week, and he's had a very powerful lineup of guests in the last week. I want to play you this clip when Stephen Colbert talked to him about concerns that people had in the competition between licensed taxi drivers and Uber, which doesn't have to get a license from the cities that they operate in. Here's what the Uber CEO said.
Taxi driver spends $40,000 a year renting a car. That should be a Bentley that you're riding around in. But instead, it goes to a taxi owner who owns the license to own and operate a cab. In the Uber world, you can use your own car. You don't pay $40,000 to rent a vehicle. You make more dollars per hour, and it's flexible.
That is one of the most dishonest things you'll ever hear from anybody. He says you have to pay the taxi company. If you're a taxi driver, you've got to pay the taxi company $40,000 to rent that taxi. And, of course, all that money goes to the taxi company. That is a lie, and he knows it. Taxi medallions are something that the taxi companies buy from the local governments. And, of course, it is incredibly regulated. it has been a nexus of corruption in most of the states. And that's one of the reasons why you've seen so many people who typically support free markets and siding with Uber. And I think they're wrong to do it. This is not the jitney taxi situation. Many, many years, many decades ago, we had situations that arose in minority communities that were called jitney taxis. And these were perceived to be dangerous minority neighborhoods that the regular taxis, the licensed taxis, would not go into. And so you had some entrepreneurs, some minority entrepreneurs who said, I'll provide a taxi service to the people who live in my community. I'm not afraid. I live here. I'll do it. So they created these jitney taxis. They were not licensed, okay? They didn't have a big Wall Street backer behind them like Uber, but they were not licensed. They didn't buy these expensive medallions from the city of New York for $40,000 a year. They were driven out of business, even though the other companies didn't want to go in there, because the government is a protection racket. It wants everybody to operate and buy their licenses from them. And when he talks about the $40,000 license, that is really disingenuous and a lie. Stephen Colbert did not call him on that. That $40,000, I don't know how much the taxi license is, but the bulk of that is going to go to the city. Now ask yourself, why is the city of New York not charging Uber for those licenses? Time is up, because they want Uber to take over all private transportation and set up a control grid. Government has been trying to control our transportation, especially starting in the inner cities, for a very long time. That's what all these boondoggle rail systems are about. They want to control our transportation. This is something that goes back many, many decades. Our interstate system was essentially set up initially so that the military could use it to move about quickly, just as Hitler created the first Autobahn, the predecessor to our system, so the military could use it. It's always been about control, maintaining control and making sure that they're in control, but also controlling the population. They use it to enforce a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. That is nothing compared to what's coming down the pike. When we look at Agenda 21, they want to confine people into small areas inside the cities. This is the United Nations agenda for the 21st century. One of the ways you're going to do that is to make sure that people can't easily travel outside of those areas. You're going to make it difficult for them to do that. You're going to make it difficult for people to live in the suburbs. They hate the suburbs. They want to concentrate people because it works to their control. And if they can get a CEO like Uber to be Uber the regulations, above the regulations, above all transportation, to own all private cars, that is precisely what they want. That person, then, they can deal with. That's somebody that they can control, they can make arrangements with. That will be a way for them to control your transportation. And, of course, if they have a highway grid where they're constantly monitoring your cars, seeing how fast you're driving, where you're going. I mean, we know that the government wants to know everything about us. They want to be able to tax us by the mile. There's so many different aspects of this. But we've even seen them selling the idea that Uber's taxis are going to save the planet because somehow they're going to use less carbon dioxide than regular cars do. So the fix is in. And it's kind of interesting because there's also this other side to Uber where you've got now an article from WND, kidnappers and perverts are posing as Uber drivers. Because you don't see the marked taxi, people are using their personal cars essentially. How do you know? You call Uber and a guy pulls up, they see somebody who is looking for Uber and they just say, yeah, that's me. And then they get the kids into their car, and that's what we've had happen several times. But what's really going on is Uber is posing as a free market solution, and it is nothing of the sort. They're being given, for the time being, a special entry into this market, giving a competitive advantage because they don't have to pay those licensing fees, and you need to ask yourself, why is that happening? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest
lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com, go to guns80.com now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, September 13th, 2015. I'm David Knight. This is our final segment of the show. Now, of course, today is the cusp of a couple of Jewish feasts. We have the Year of Jubilee is just ending, and the time celebrating that, and we're about to go into another one, the Feast of Trumpets. Of course, the Year of Jubilee was a great tradition, actually part of the Judaic law that God gave them in the Old Testament. 49 years, every 49 years, they would release people from their indebtedness, people who were indentured servants, and of course, they called them slaves, but they didn't have the kind of perpetual generational slaves that we have had in the West, like we had in the South prior to their emancipation. They would be people who are indentured servants. The people, many people came to the United States that way as indentured servants, so they have to work that off. But every 49 years, they would be released. These people were free. That's why they called it the Year of Jubilee. A lot of people see these biblical prophecies, the Hebrew calendar. We've talked about this repeatedly on the InfoWars show, as well as many economic forecasters have seen the cycles that have been repeating with this. This is an article out of the Salt Lake Tribune talking about Mormons who are stocking up. Say some Mormons are stocking up amid fears that doomsday could come this month. They say, of course, they're called preppers. Oh, that's a new term. We haven't heard that before, have we? They're buying up food storage kits, they say, flashlights, blankets, tents. Some are even bracing to leave their homes if need be. At one of these places where they're selling freeze-dried food, they say sales have shot up 500% or more in the past couple of months. They say there's a sense of urgency, like something is up. A lot of people are mentioning things about September, like a financial collapse. And we've had multiple economic forecasters predicting that, independent of any biblical prophecies or whatever. So there's a sense that we need to prepare. And of course, we always need to be prepared. Nobody has done this better than the Mormons historically. They have always collectively come together with food storage and other things to prepare for what they perceive might be emergencies. But now it's taken on a new sense of urgency. Interestingly enough, we have set up at this time a new product line at InfoWars Life Select. We have storable food that we're doing in conjunction with Patriot Pantry. Again, this is excellent packaging that you'll find. It's exclusive slimline totes that you can use for space-saving storage. All the packages have built-in Ziploc bags, so nothing goes to waste. It's a very, very high-quality Mylar container. The container is very important because this food can last up to 25 years of the shelf life. And this is without MSG or any kind of autolyzed yeast extract. These are all U.S. ingredients. It's packaged in the U.S. It's grown in the U.S. It's made in USA, and we sell it here at InfoWars Life Select. You can get a 2-week food supply for just under $80, a 4-week food supply for $156. There are great prices there. This is all part of the introductory pricing. So it's a good time to get this. It's always good to be prepared. You can never be over-prepared. And this is something that can last you for a very long time. One last thing I'll tell you about this. These are balanced kits. They have breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks. If you get a 3-month supply or greater, you get the most variety. Again, that's InfoWars Life Select. Those are Patriot Pantry storable foods that you can find at InfoWarsLife.com. Now let's get to the horse race aspect of the presidential race. Of course, we're going to have the debate this Wednesday. At the same time we kick off the InfoWars Money Bomb, we're going to be covering that debate and commenting on what happens with it live. We're going to be doing, I think it's 27 hours, live broadcast marathon beginning on Wednesday at 11 o'clock and going through the next day. And right in the middle of that, we're going to have the next presidential debate that's going to be carried at CNN. And, of course, Rick Perry did not make the debate. He dropped out on Friday. Here's a clip of Rick Perry as he dropped out, what he had to say.
I would rather one state get it wrong than the entire country. And that's our point with the 10th Amendment. Today, Washington has discarded that 10th Amendment. It's been centralizing government for generations now, failing to meet the test of leadership. It is time for us to elevate this debate from divisive name-calling, from sound bites without solutions, and start discussing how we will make the country better for all if a conservative is elected president. Today, I submit to you, his will remains a mystery. But some things have come and become very clear to me. That is why today I'm suspending my campaign for the presidency of the United States.
So there you go. As I guess he would say, you won't have Ronald Reagan to kick around anymore. Seriously, though, the discussion that he had there at the beginning of that about the 10th Amendment, that was very valuable. I wish we had those kinds of discussions on the debates. You won't hear those kinds of questions most likely asked. Instead, it will be, how many jobs are you going to create? Do you realize how idiotic most of the presumptions that the mainstream media has? Of course, we're all going to be safe and secure. We're going to achieve peace through having multiplied wars. Right? We're going to create war everywhere so that we can all be more secure. We're going to give unlimited access to a secretive closed police state so we can all be more secure. And, of course, we're going to give all power to Washington. That's one of the messages that Rick Perry had out. I wish he had gotten traction for that message. That was an important message. But we hope that the CNN debate will not be along the lines of the Kelly debate going back and forth with personal attacks on people that we saw with Donald Trump. Hopefully it'll be something that is of substance and not just a celebrity Big Brother, because that's what this is really boiled down to. This is really about a reality TV show. This is the way that Fox News has done it, and I don't expect anything any different from CNN. I expect to hear the same tired litany of issues repeated over and over and over again in all these debates, and they don't have anything new to say. And there's going to be a lot of issues that would affect limiting the power of central government. You're not going to hear those talked about. You didn't hear the 10th Amendment talked about, as Rick Perry pointed out. Here's what Donald Trump has to say about Rick Perry leaving.
Mr. Perry, Governor Perry, he's gone. Good luck. Oh, he was very nasty to me. But, you know, yesterday I put out a tweet. I said he's a wonderful man and I wish him well. People couldn't believe. But, you know, when you win, everybody's wonderful, right? And I think he's one. I think he's actually a nice guy. But he dropped out. So we have a total of 16 people. People don't have energy. I don't think Ben has the energy. Ben is a nice man. But when you're negotiating against China and you're negotiating against these Japanese guys that are going to come at you in waves, and they think we're all a bunch of jerks because our leaders are so stupid and so incompetent and so inept, we need people that are really, really smart and competent and can get things done. We need people.
Let's leave it right there. Where would they ever get the idea that we've got leaders that are incompetent and stupid? This is not a contest. We see them demanding loyalty oaths from Donald Trump in the first debate. I would like to see some loyalty oaths to the Constitution. How about that? How about a gotcha question on the Constitution? Can they name one amendment and what it's about? And they don't exclude the First and Second Amendment. Can you name one other amendment that is in the Bill of Rights and explain what's in it? You don't even have to quote it. Just name one other one. I mean, that would be what I would ask them. But, of course, we're not even going to get to that level. We're not even to the level of a junior high school civics class here. This is talking about people's energy. Yeah, he was very mean to me. He was very, he's somebody I'm glad to see him go. Well, here's where the latest horse race is at this moment. We've got, as I mentioned earlier in the program, Hillary Clinton, fortunately, is dropping on the Democrat side. Bernie Sanders, I'm not any big fan of Bernie's, but I'm glad to see Hillary, she needs to be going to prison, as we have the InfoWars t-shirt that says Hillary for prison in 2016. That's precisely where she needs to be, not in the White House, but in the big house. She is down by 20 points in New Hampshire to Bernie Sanders. She's down by 10 points in Iowa to Bernie Sanders. And the thing to me that is amazing is that with all of these issues, with all this arrogance, is that she still has 30% support in those two areas. That is pretty amazing to me. Of course, there's not that many people running on the Democrat side. On the Republican side, it truly is like Celebrity Big Brother. My wife didn't know what that program was, and I've never watched it. We've never watched these Big Brother programs. I had explained to her that, you know, one guy leaves every week or something like that, you know, and they put that out. I think it was a deliberate predictive programming by the BBC to get people accustomed to the idea that, hey, I could be a celebrity if I get into this kind of voyeuristic social media and I put my life out there on social media. And, of course, that is what we've been living with for the last couple of decades, is a kind of, I want to be a Big Brother celebrity. And who better to do this than a TV personality like Donald Trump? And, of course, he's leading in the polls. We'll be talking about that more this week. Stay with us, and we'll have debate coverage this Wednesday as part of our InfoWars Money Bomb beginning on Wednesday.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.